This is Conversations That Count. I'm Brent Cunningham. This is part four and the conclusion of a conversation that I had with Wes Tucker. Wes serves as a missionary for Arab World Ministries. Wes's goal is to reach the Arab-speaking Muslim world with the gospel of Christ in ways that are effective and to equip Christians to share the gospel in ways that connect with the Muslim culture. I hope you'll join us in this conversation and be as challenged as we have been.
Friendship evangelism, I believe, is probably one of the best ways to reach a Muslim for Christ. And having said that, I would even say that a one-on-one friendship evangelism is probably the most effective, because as soon as you get two or three Muslims together, they form a block, and they'll protect each other, or they won't want to show any interest in what you're saying in order to save face in front of their friends. So if you can befriend one person at a time and take them out for coffee or invite them over to your house individually or do something with them individually, I think you get a lot farther down the road. And they will ask you questions about what you believe. So we need to also be ready to answer some of the questions. Now, some of the things that they will mention is that they think we believe perhaps in three gods. And in some people's minds, that Trinity might consist of God the Father, Jesus, Son, and Mary. Another thing is that they believe that the Bible has been changed and superseded by the Quran. So we need to be able to perhaps address that issue. Another issue is that they believe that Jesus was not killed, that he was substituted by someone else and taken directly to heaven. So these are little issues that come up again and again and again that we might want to think about before we enter into conversation with them. But I love to just open scriptures to them and show them directly, let them read for themselves the words of scripture on any number of different issues, so they can, I think it has a deeper impact when they read it for themselves, and a respect for the scriptures.
And, you know, you bring up a good point. There are a lot of strategic issues that, as, you know, with the little interaction that I've had with Muslims, the things that they tend to come back to, or that will be immediate obstacles in their mind, theologically or as far as belief go, would be issues like, you know, the Trinity, the divine status of Jesus. Is he just a prophet, or is he actually God's son? Reliability of the Bible. And so those are probably some issues that we would need to really put some work into and say, okay, I need to really understand, what does the Bible teach about it? Not just do I understand it, but can I defend it? Not just what I believe, but why I believe it. And so
Right. There's
some work that needs to
be
done.
And you don't have to be a seminary professor to do that. I think if you just have, you know, the general ideas in mind, a few things that you can point out to them to support what you're saying, then that's satisfactory for most of the guys that I've met.
Yeah. And, you know, too, what I like about what I hear you saying is it's important, the content of what we're communicating is important, but it's also important, we can sometimes make inroads by just also the love that we share.
Most definitely.
The love that we show, the life that we live around them. Mm-hmm. And so they might be more receptive to some of that dialogue, even if they still have an issue with God being three persons and yet one nature.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Brent. As I work with the fellas here in particular, or in France, what we've done, I try to help them understand that the way I live as a Christian does not reflect the values of my nation, of my country, for example. That there are Americans who live in, you know, immoral ways, but as a follower of Christ, I want to live differently. So I do that in order to help them distinguish between, they don't put us all in one sack, thinking that all Westerners are this way. They need to understand that, no, there are people of faith. Not only are there people of faith, but these people of faith might have a stronger and even more moral relationship with God than I do. Now, as these young people come over here, a lot of them are making moral errors because they've tasted freedom for the first time in their lives. They might be with women more than they've ever been before. They might be around more bars and clubs than they've ever been before. And a lot of them are falling into some of these lifestyles. So they know that, you know, they might have some moral deficiencies. When they see us, that we really walk our talk, as we were talking about before, that's astounding to them, because they're not expecting to find people of faith in the West that might even be of a stronger moral character than themselves, because they believe Islam is the definition of morality.
Hmm. So we could probably even find some common ground there. We can talk about God's sovereignty. right? We could talk about sin, the need for salvation, but maybe a good thing to keep in mind to emphasize would be more along the lines of God's mercy, God's love. I mean, as I understand it, there are 99 names given in the Quran for Allah, right? Descriptive words for him. If my understanding is accurate, love is not one of those.
Love's
99.
Not one of them.
That's absent.
That's right. That's right. In the Islamic way of thinking, they're looking at every external action as subject to judgment by God. What I think we can help them to do, to see, however, is that, as Jesus said, it's not just our external actions, but also the intents of our heart and of our minds. That's where the sin begins, and that's what will be judged. And when we help them to understand that, then they can see, oh, yes, we are just as in need of forgiveness and salvation as anybody else. They'll always put the emphasis on the externals. They might think murder in their hearts, but as long as they don't murder, they're okay with God. They might think stealing, but as long as they don't do it, they're okay with God. So as we help them to understand that God's standards are much greater than the ones that they find in Islam, then they'll recognize their need for something more than what they can do just for themselves by performing good works. And that's where Christ really starts to make sense. And also that God has provided the means for our forgiveness, for our salvation. We can't do any of it ourselves. And his love is so strongly shown in the fact that he has undertaken for us in Christ. This is mind-blowing for Muslims, and something that they definitely need to understand. Every time I've shared that with a Muslim and understood that, recognize that he's got hold of it, they just become silent. It's so overwhelmingly touching for them. They don't know what to say. And that's where you just want to leave it and let the Holy Spirit do his work in their hearts and let the Holy Spirit do the convicting. Of course, we can't do any of that.
Right.
And that's a very important thing to understand as we share Christ with Muslims. It's not our great arguments or anything, but it's the Holy Spirit who's working to reveal truth to them.
Boy, a significant thing that we should be doing is prayer. I mean, praying that God would open doors of opportunity for us, but also to give, you know, that person wisdom, discernment, and knowing, you know, what to say, and just asking for the guidance and the direction of the Holy Spirit in this whole commission, this whole command that Christ gave us to go into all the world, preach the gospel. Well, our world now involves the East, everywhere.
Yeah, the East that has come to the West, and we don't have to join some mission agency and travel thousands of miles. We might think it's easier to do that in some ways, but the opportunities are right here in Fort Collins or just in Colorado. And I really hope that the people who listen to this would let themselves be challenged. Not challenged in a way that seems daunting, but just challenged that I would take the first step in actually reaching out, in starting a conversation, in making a phone call to the university or to me or someone to see how they could get involved in some group or some activity where they could actually meet a Muslim. And I think that, Brent, that when they do that, anybody who would try that would be so pleasantly surprised to see how easy it is to enter into a relationship with a Muslim living here. If all that we're thinking about Muslims is what we see on CNN or Fox, I don't think any of us are going to do much first step taking. But locally, it's a very different picture, and I just want to emphasize that for everybody, that the people that you'll meet here locally are open, willing to converse with you, open to meeting Americans, having some kind of relationship, and we most definitely, as followers of Christ, need to take advantage of these opportunities that God is putting right on our doorstep here in Fort Collins. You know, Brent, even in France, I never met Muslims that were as open as the ones I found here in Fort Collins. So this should encourage us. I regularly run into students here who tell me, well, Wes, can you get me a Bible in my language? Or, Wes, I would like to see the Jesus film in my language. Or, yes, I'd like to come visit your church sometime. There's a lot of openness. We shouldn't think that it's total resistance. I think God has been preparing some hearts already with these young students, that particularly who are coming over here. So let's be encouraged that God is going to use our efforts, our love, our attention to actually bring some of these young guys to Christ. And as they go back as ambassadors, perhaps for Christ in their own countries, just think of the repercussions that might spread throughout the whole Muslim world. It's incredible to think about. So let's have a reverse Sayyid Qutb experience happen and trust God that he'll do great things with the little that we can offer in befriending a Muslim right here at home.
For more information on this audio recording or others like it, go to www.brentcunningham.org. All Bible passages read on this recording were from the New International Version, unless otherwise noted.